Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Great first half, did everything we wanted to do, except foul trouble, hurt us, and then that carried over in the second half. But I have to give St. Joe's credit in the second half. They just came at us offensively and thought we got a little tired. We're a team that, unlike them, they do a great job of not playing a lot of guys, but we need to play guys, keep them fresh. And just didn't think we were able to do that, but they just attacked us so quickly. Several things. We scored enough in the first half to slow them down. The second half, we missed a bunch of shots off at the beginning of the half, which allowed them to get in transition. I thought when we got in the half court, we guarded them pretty well. We did a good team defense on Nivens, but Carr really stepped up. And again, second half, their ability to dominate the glass continue to get to the foul line was the difference in the game.
Okay, questions first for Sue Matthews.
Hey, Lamont, Associated Press. How frustrating was it this year to kind of go out and kind of have the year go as it did, kind of finish today the way it did?
No, we faced a lot of adversity all year long. Obviously, you guys saw we had some injuries, a few guys go down, but we stuck together like a family, and that's one thing that I'll remember with me and take with me as long as I live, that we stuck together and we faced adversity very well, and I love my teammates for that, because we could have easily gave in and pointed fingers, but we didn't do that. We stuck together and fought hard every game as a team. Thank you.
Any questions for Coach Lee?
Coach Jonathan Tannehill from Philly .com. I know that a lot of teams in the A-10, especially in the last couple of weeks of the season, have really tried to pack the lane to stop them from getting the ball into the innings. But a number of times this season, St. Joe's hasn't been able to counter that by hitting enough perimeter shots to get out from the game. Once Carr and Duncan started hitting the shots, did that force your hand any defensively? Did you feel like the best thing would be to keep going?
Yeah, I don't think it really forced our hand. We wanted to do two things. We wanted to make it very difficult for Nivens to operate freely in the paint, but we wanted to guard Carr and Govins at the three-point line. So we had to help off the other guys. And that was our whole strategy. In the first half, it was well done. Again, the second half, they only made four threes, I think, the second half. I thought it was more, as I said, certainly they made shots. We knew we had to go with those two guys. I mean, Carr made five at the Palestra against us, 5 for 6. So I'm a little slow. I'm not that slow. I forgot how to even shoot. As I said, I think it was the fact that we didn't score enough early in the second half allowed them to get us in transition. We couldn't get back. They attacked the rim. And I thought that, they made a few shots, but I thought it was more the fact that they attacked and they got to the foul line three times more than us in a game that we led for, 20 couple minutes. Obviously they were very aggressive and able to take advantage of that. And they rebounded the ball second half. We were up one at half. They pounded us on the boards. I thought those were more important keys, to be honest.
Bobby, when your team beat Xavier, it was such a emotional game. Did you think maybe since then that just taxed them too much and took a little bit of their aggressiveness, or is that not?
No, I really don't. I mean, you know, I thought that was a great win, and you know, now I think the Saturday game at Richmond, I think it had an impact. You know, I think as a league, we need to look at Thursday-Saturday situations, and if at all possible, that needs to be a Thursday-Sunday, or either both teams need to be Thursday-Saturday, because I think that's kind of unfair. Now, I know TV is part of that, and you can't get around them all, but I think that, you know, and if you leave it up to the institutions to do that, it's never going to happen. You, as a league, you've got to decide what's best in balancing those type of things. So I do think it had an impact in that one particular game, but, you know, you saw our team the first half today. I mean, our guys have been ready to play. They played aggressively. You know, I think we physically wore down a little bit. And you have to give them credit. I really don't think that after effect, you know, had a long lasting. I think if anything, it gave us desire and knowledge that we could beat the best team in our league. So we should continue to fight and try to do that.
Coach Chris Desano, College Chalk Talk. You've talked throughout the year about how proud you've been of the attitude and the effort shown by these guys. Can you reflect a little bit upon that generally, and also the seniors and what they've meant to this team this year?
Yeah, you know, and make sure you don't disappoint me on this. Yeah, I'm embarrassed by our record. You know, I never envisioned this record, but I'm not embarrassed by our players. The type of people they are, how hard they worked. Never did they come to practice not ready. I mean, and that's hard to do in today's age when you've got AAU coaches and parents and all kind of people telling you that the when you're losing, you know, the coach is messing with your head, he's not playing you enough, this or that. I mean, these guys were unbelievable. They really were. And that's hard to do when you're having a tough year, and they were ready to play. So, you know, I told them after the game, outstanding people, two good leaders in Charlie and Lamont, and their work ethic and their selfishness. And, you know, we're certainly not happy with our record, but I'm definitely, you know, proud of these guys as young men and the effort that they gave us. And, you know, hopefully we can learn from that, and returning guys can take it back to the level where, as we did a year ago, where we won 20 and, you know, at least during the NIT. And that's certainly where we want to get back, is in a position to play postseason.